Hey there, everyone. This is Pete, one half of the dynamic duo that comprises the So Bad It's ... podcast. John is not here right now, but what I wanted to do is to introduce you to a new segment that we're doing here on the podcast called So Bad It's Bits, or So Bad Bits. These are going to be some shorter little interludes of John and I just riffing on usually nothing in particular, and sometimes things even less so than that. And to be honest with you, since we are not always, shall we say, diligent with our podcasts, this is just a great way for us to get some more content up so that you're not waiting months, years, decades, eons for our next episode. So want to say I hope you enjoy it. These are pretty irreverent, even more so than our normal episodes. And don't forget, you can catch us at SoBadIts... on iTunes. And please do follow us on Twitter at SoBadCast. So without any further ado, we present. John's not here, but I'm going to speak in his stead because he's given me power of attorney to do so. This is our first So Bad Bits. So Bad It's Bits? So Bad Bits. This is called Monkey Gotta Make a Dollar. Up.
Yeah. Were you screening your calls on Skype? I mean, you could see who it's coming from.
I have my pet chimp.
Do yeah. Yep.
Dr. Marbles screens all my calls.
You have a why he would you
He has a PhD
in flying feces. I stole your joke. I know you were going there.
There's a PhD in entertaining me.
Oh. It's really funny for some reason. I don't know why. If a quick question, just a quick housekeeping question. If you have a pet chimp.
No, I don't use him to clean.
Oh, you don't use him. Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, but every just, so often I'll give him a mop, but then he just kind of smacks the walls with it.
That's awesome. That's good. That's bonus time. But I mean,
he didn't get his doctorate in cleaning.
He didn't.
No.
What did he get his doctorate in?
Entertaining.
Oh.
Six long years.
It's a doctorate in entertaining without the T. Enter. 6 long years. Oh my goodness.
God damn, that monkey came through with flying colors.
Yep. Did he go to
flying,
the
and flying feces.
Yeah. Did he go to the school of hard knocks or what?
KNOX. That was the name of the professor that taught the class. Hard HARDD KNOXX silent Q. Hard knocks.
It's a hard knocks life. If Do monkeys who are trying to get into entertainment, do they get like really upset by the whole like organ grinder thing? Like if you – what is that like technical school for monkeys? Are you like – I think you should consider maybe organ grinding.
Well, that was Peanut from back in the – you know, he was a trailblazer. He's looked upon as a trailblazer by a lot of monkeys. But yeah, there is – you know, there's a little stigma because even to this day when you think of, you know – simian entertainment, everyone just immediately goes to the organ grinder, but there's right. You know, there really so much more. I mean, you throw a striped shirt and some suspenders on a chimp and some rollerblades, you got yourself a party.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, monkeys got to make a dollar too. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, you've really made it. And really though, if you think about it, if you're sitting around grinding an organ all day, you got some problems. Like maybe you can't go to the next level.
Well, I mean that sounds like a clinical problem if you're grinding your organ all day. But You've probably heard the phrase, monkey gotta make a dollar. Shortened to monkey make a dollar. Shortened to Mahler.
Yep. I've seen the documentaries, Monkey See, Monkey Do Dat, but I haven't, not really familiar with what you're speaking of.
Most people aren't. I actually just heard about it.
But
on Thursday.
A lot of people, our listeners, which we don't even have many, but a lot of them, percentage-wise, don't realize that you are actually fluent in speaking to monkeys.
It's a skill that I didn't know I had until it was basically thrust upon me.
Right.
And the fact that most of our listeners are clinically deaf, this might be something that they may want to learn a little bit more about, but having that gift of being able to train, live with,
yep,
and exercise with simian friends. I mean, it's they have very, even though chimps can be small, they have their strength is like at least three times that of a human. So they make great spotters at the gym.
And you're part of that that new program, Monkeys to Mars. So like if a monkey's able to make it to Mars, you'll be there because you're one of the few people, if not the only person, that can communicate with them. Mm-hmm. Through verbal language at least. A lot of people can do the monkey sign is what I just did there. But
yep, I've been part of the MoMars program for at least six to seven weeks now.
The MoMar, the monkeys to Mars operation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone's got to be the pioneer.